You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Why is everybody sick at your house? What's going on?
My little daughter has been sick for going on, four or five days now. Croup. We've done the COVID test negative. Strep tests were negative, and now all signs are pointing to croup, and she's coughing like crazy. She walked into the office yesterday, and Nicole's trying to work there, and she's coughing so much, and she coughed so hard that she threw up all over Nicole's work desk and work area and on Knick-Knack. So she was like,
gross.
Super gross. So, you know, and of course, all she wants is mom. So now Nicole texted me this morning. She's like, I've got the tickle and I'm starting to cough and I can feel it in my chest and I'm kind of feeling that way. So I just want to give you a heads up. I'll probably be off next week. Just let you know real quick. If I'm coughing like crazy, I can't be in here. She's really sick, and she's had to miss 3 days of school, possibly again today. So 4 days of school, and I'm not liking that. I don't like her missing that much school. That's a lot of learning she's missing out on.
Do they do any kind of remote stuff while she's away?
They haven't, and I asked Knick-Knack yesterday. I was like, can we reach out to the teacher and kind of get a big stack of work that she's been missing out on
sure.
the past few days and just have her do it at home, or we'll try to knock it out over the weekend so she doesn't fall behind? Because I think, you know, after 3 or 4 days, your kid's really probably going to start falling behind on stuff, which I don't like
to see. And coughing wouldn't keep you from doing your homework.
You're damn right, man. So we'll try to get that and get her to work. Although I went and picked up Reed yesterday from school, and it was pajama day again yesterday, so I don't think she's missing out on that much. They did a whole pajama day thing because it was Read Across America Day, and they wanted the kids to be comfortable and they could read and all that. And I will tell you,
they can only read if they're in pajamas.
I guess so. I don't want to go off, but I hate it when they do pajama day because you're teaching your kids to go to essentially their job dressed as slobs. But that's a whole other topic that I don't want to get off on.
Another segment on our show where 60% of people will disagree with us.
Know.
But that's fun.
Let them have fun.
Let children be children. Yes.
Yeah. Children can be children in regular shirts and pants, too.
I love that. You can't read if you're wearing jeans.
Right. No,
you must take those
come
off.
In our filthy pajamas that you rolled out of bed in, and let's not comb our hair for the day and have bad breath. It'll be a great school day. So anyway, Reed was in a bad mood yesterday because it was Reed Across America Day, and he was kind of down in the dumps because I guess some of the kids were making fun of his name yesterday. Oh, Reed, it's Reed's day.
You guys didn't think of that one when you were planning, did you?
Well, we did. I mean, I went through the list of how kids could make fun of his name before we actually named him, but I didn't think of, I guess, Reed Across America Day, which I feel like they would have lifted him up on a pedestal instead of making fun of him because his name is in the day. But
since
I guess they were making fun of him.
Kids lift other kids up on a pedestal.
True.
They
man.
Wait until they're in high school and they're athletes, and then they get put
then,
on a pedestal.
That's when they do it.
Elementary school, there are no pedestals. Everybody's fair game.
I know. And
you don't learn the pecking order until late middle school, early high school, when which kids need to be glorified as the gods.
I know.
Right?
I know, man. So we had to sit him down. Both of us talked to him yesterday because he was in such a bad mood. And just, you know, try, again, he's not going to comprehend it. He's not going to get it. But I tried to explain to him, buddy, this kind of stuff is going to go on for your entire life. I was like, I still get it. I'm still Jeremy in the halls here at the radio station. Ew, it's Jeremy. How Jeremy is he today? You know, hey, you're creative.
And that fits because you're coming from the house that's always got
full
sick
of sickness
kids,
right now. So I trained
which,
Nicole
by the
was
way,
like, I get my name made fun of too. And what?
Well, everybody does.
Everybody
so
does.
What?
I told him it's going to go on forever now. Everybody will
Speaking,
do it.
Going back to Jeremy, you know, you're wondering why your kids are sick and why, you know, Nicole's feeling a tickle and all that stuff. I'm telling you, it's because you don't allow your immune systems to work, and you're washing your pillows on your couch every week, and you're washing your blankets on the couch every 4 days.
Yeah, that might
days.
Be a part of it. I don't know.
Come on now. You know, in our household,
very clean family.
We barely even wash our fruit from the grocery store. And we're never sick in this household. And I think it's because you live in too much of a...
It'll hit you. It's going to hit you at some point.
It's all
you're going to go in for one of those internal scans and you're going to be riddled with polyps.
Your house may be too sanitized. Maybe you need to live in a little filth for a while.
Yeah, maybe.
Why don't you let me come over and
mess things up a little bit.
Put a little filth around your house.
Roll around on my couch.
Good for you.
Yeah, it might be.
I will get filth all over your house, and as I'm walking out the door, you'll say, thank you, Dom.
Thanks, Uncle Dom.